Good morning, everyone. Are you all enjoying the summer holidays? I sure am.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Mary. Are you having a good day today?
Well, it's a lot better than yesterday.
Really? So what happened yesterday?
Well, I spent most of yesterday in my room. That's a nasty way to spend summer holidays, you know.
I'm sure it is. Do we want to know why you spent yesterday in your room?
It was a little misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding?
Yeah. I misunderstood how mad my mom would get if I didn't stop teasing my sister.
I see.
I knew better. I really did. But yesterday was just one of those days when my mouth kept saying things, even when my heart knew I should stop. Finally, Mom told me to go to my room and think about what I was doing.
And did you?
Yes. I felt bad about the teasing, but later I got to tell Mom and my sister that I was sorry, and they forgave me, and then everything was okay again. Mom reminded me that when we do bad things, it makes Jesus sad too, but he also forgives us and helps us to do better next time.
That's very good, and it reminds me of our Bible story today. It's about a time when all of God's people sort of got sent to their room.
Oh, now I'm confused.
Well, long ago, God's people were living in a pretty nice place. In fact, it was so nice that they started to forget where all those good things came from. They started to forget about God.
Oh, no.
God sent lots of special messengers to warn the people that they were being very foolish and that God was going to get angry.
But the people didn't listen?
No, they didn't listen. In fact, things got worse. Pretty soon, there were hardly any people left who believed in God. They started worshiping statues instead of God, and they started behaving in other ways that made God very sad and very angry.
Wow. What happened next?
Well, finally, God allowed an army from another country to come into the city and take God's people away to a faraway land.
They must have been very sad.
I'm sure they were. But during the time that they were away, the people had a chance to think about what they had done to God.
Just like me, sitting in my room, thinking about what I had done to my sister.
Very much like that. And as the people thought about it, they felt sorry for what they had done. And they told God so.
And God forgave them, right?
Absolutely. God wants to forgive all the wrong things we do. That's why he sent Jesus to pay for all those wrong things by dying on the cross. Now, because of what Jesus did, we can be God's forgiven children forever.
So God's people got to go home after a while?
Yes, they did. When they told God how sorry they were, and they started worshiping God again properly, God let them return to the land they loved. It was a hard lesson, but the people knew that it was for their own good. They needed to get back to worshiping the only true God.
Our Bible words for today remind us how God is always with us and always ready to forgive our sins. They are from the book of the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Our Bible verse is, "I am with you and will save you, says the Lord." Let's have our little friends and big friends say that with us. "I am with you and will save you, says the Lord."
Well, I'm glad you spent the time in your room wisely and that you're getting along better with your sister.
I'm trying. Sometimes it's hard, but with God's help, I keep trying.
That's good, Mary. And now I think it's time for our little friends to head over to Sunday school. Please walk, though. We don't want anyone getting hurt along the way.
Bye, everyone.